Blog Talk Radio.
With the number one overall selection. How does an undrafted prospect turn into a Hall of Famer? Around 50 put on desire. Small school. Big school. Have to be the best. You get paid as well.
Another edition of the C2P. I'm your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars, and we bring them to you today here on the C2P platform. You folks know if you miss any of these shows in their entirety, you'd like to listen to them again, you simply type in the guest that you're searching for, followed by 2018 NFL Draft Flash. You can do that at Blog Talk Radio or on iTunes, and these links will appear, and you can find out more about these prospects as they make their path towards the 2018 NFL Draft. We're under a month away before things get started in Dallas, Texas, for, the 18 Draft. But we have a fantastic guest, a very productive running back, a very exciting running back. It's B.J. McCoy out of Shorter. B.J., we appreciate you taking some time. Can you believe your collegiate career is over and you're about a month away to find out where you're going to land?
Oh, man, I can't believe it. Man, it's been a great ride, man. I'm just ready to keep going for it, seeing what the future holds for me.
Nice. Now, usually at this point, your teammates that you played with at Shorter have already kind of begun their spring football training. Have you had one of those mornings where you wake up thinking you're missing practice yet?
Honestly, I haven't, because we practice at 5 o'clock in the morning. They're actually practicing in the evening. So I do wake up at 5 thinking I have practice, but I know that they're not out there yet, man. But I am missing it.
Excellent. And you're a very exciting guy in the field. You had great production at the collegiate level. I mean, let's go back to Pop Warner Pee Wee days. If you played, I mean, were you the kid scoring 4 or 5 touchdowns every game?
Yes, sir. That was me. Yeah, man. My dad coached the team and things like my uncles. So, you know, a lot of my cousins played on the team with me. So, man, I was the guy, you know, I was bigger than everybody, man. So I was the kid running over everybody, scoring all the touchdowns, making tackles. So, yeah, that was me.
That's awesome stuff. So you've always had the ball in your hands. I think we've established that. You're very athletic. Obviously, you play the running back position with a great amount of skill. So let's start kind of fast forward into high school and you doing your thing. And how did you kind of get lost in the shuffle a little bit? Because, I mean, I think your play at the collegiate level definitely warranted, I think, a higher, you know, D1 type level ability. I mean, how did you kind of get lost coming out of high school?
Oh, man, to be honest with you, man, I didn't take high school as seriously as I should. On the field, yeah, I did. But in the classroom, I didn't do what I was supposed to do, you know, and I can admit that. So coming out of high school, man, I didn't have the correct ACT and SAT scores. So I actually went to a prep school, and there I finally got the test scores I needed. But, you know, by the time it was time for me to pick what school I was going to, all the scholarships that I had been given away because, you know, I took too long to get my score. So it turns out that Shorter was the only school who actually stuck with me. So I made my decision to come here and play football, and it was, you know, it's been great ever since.
Awesome stuff. And, you know, B.J., listen, we've done thousands of these shows, and you're not the first guy where, you know, grades or some sort of thing, you know, derailed your original path. So, I mean, you know, but you're here today, and that's all that matters. So you arrive at Shorter, and at what point do you kind of get the idea that what you're doing at the collegiate level on Saturday may get you an opportunity to do your thing on Sunday? When did that kind of sink in?
Then my junior year, honestly, because my first 2 years, I really didn't feel like I was going to get this opportunity. Because I was really sharing the ball with other guys. But came my junior year, man, it just seemed like something else, you know, sparked up, and it seemed like things started to open up for me. And, you know, from there on, man, I seen something, and I said, you know what, I feel like I can go to the next level with this. You know, knowing that, you know, me growing up, I've always wanted to go to the NFL, but by my junior year here, that's when I really started to think about, like, yeah, man, I can really get there.
Nice, nice. And that year he's talking about, he had 1,400 yards, 10 touchdowns, an amazing 7.2 yards per carry, definitely doing the right things with the football. And you have a fantastic build. I mean, I'm looking at your bio as we speak, dude. You got some cannons for those arms. How much time do you spend in the gym?
Man, I spend a lot of times in the gym, man. But one thing about me, man, I live for about 45 minutes, so I don't stay in the gym for about 2 hours. You know, I believe in not taking any breaks. So when I'm in the weight room, man, it's all about lifting. You know, going ahead and getting the lifts out the way and doing what I got to do.
Oh, you're definitely doing it correctly. Once again, the shorter standout running back, B.J. McCoy, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as we kind of peel back the layers and find a little bit more about what this young man brings to the table and why he could be lining up for your favorite NFL team in the not-too-distant future. Again, under a month away before they get started in Dallas, Texas for that 2018 NFL draft. So, I mean, I ask every guy that's come on this program since day one, I mean, we throw B.J. McCoy in the film room with some scouts. I mean, what do you think they're going to love about you? What are those home run qualities where they're just going to fall in love and say, hey, we got to bring you aboard?
I think what they're going to love about me is, you know, my pass blocking, you know, and I feel like that's what every NFL team could use. But then I feel like it's also my yards after contact, you know, because I'm not the type of guy who's going to get taken down by one person. And, you know, I'm never the type of guy who's going to get taken down by a DB. So I just feel like those are two things that really make me stand out. And, you know, one thing they're probably not going to see on film is how hard I practice. But that's what I feel like that's what I really bring to the table. And I feel like that'll make me stand out to those coaches.
Nice. Awesome. And you actually said it. I always say, you know, what can't they see on film? Besides how hard you practice, I mean, team leader, film junkie. I mean, we talked about the weight rooms. I mean, what are other some of the things that these guys can't pick up on tape that they should know about?
Yeah, me, I'm a quiet guy. I can honestly say that. But one thing about me, man, you know, I've been a team captain ever since my sophomore year in college. You know, in high school, I was the first sophomore in my high school to become a team captain. And I just felt like, you know, I was the type of person who I wouldn't lead by talking, but I would lead by example. But when I did talk, people listened. And, you know, it's like I always came out to talk at the right time. So I feel like, you know, I am a natural born leader, and I feel like I do give people hope and of keep on going and things, you know, just like 2 years ago when I had back surgery and I was out for the season, you know, I still came to talk to my team and things like that to show them that I still love them, that I'm still here, you know, and that, you know, I was going to work my butt off even harder during the off season, which I did to make sure I'm back, you know, and I was still going to be here for them, you know. So I feel like those are the qualities, man, that, you know, many NFL scouts are not going to get a chance to see on film.
Nice. And, man, I think you almost have my notes there. I wanted to segue. I mean, what was it like coming off that humongous 2015 season and then having to going through the ordeal of the 2016 year?
Man, you know, when it first happened, man, you know, I was sitting in the hospital room, man, and it seemed like everything in my world just shut down because I was just like, man, you know, I had worked so hard that summer, and I was just like, it's about to be my time to you know, overshadow that 1,400-yard season and hit a, you know, 1,600-yard season or, you know, maybe even a 2,000-yard season. But, you know, God had different plans for me, man, and that's just something that I had to accept. So when I looked at the whole thing, man, and I looked at it as God giving me a break, you know, giving me a chance to get my body back, you know, because I playing from 5 years old, I've never had a break. I've never sat out a whole season, you know, so – I felt like it was a chance for God giving me a chance to get my body back right and making sure that I'm right to keep going forward with this football career.
That's awesome, man. Again, a testament to your dedication to the craft. I mean, an impressive journey back to the field. Once again, B.J. McCoy here on the C2P. Do you get comparisons to anybody? I mean, your family, friends, teammates, coaches saying, hey, you know, we're watching the game Monday night, and when this guy carries the ball, kind of reminds us of you. You ever get that?
Yes, sir. One person people pretty much compare me to because of my height and things is Maurice Jones-Drew. You know, because, you know, I'm 5'8", and, you know, he was 5'7", so people pretty much compare me to him. Other than that, that's pretty much the only person I really get compared to.
Well, that's a pretty great comparison. I mean, he's one of the more productive guys during his time on the field. I mean, the guy was a bouncing ball, bowling ball, if you will, and an impressive guy. So kind of take us through, I mean, the season wraps up. I mean, did you stay at school? Did you already graduate? I mean, how were you kind of going about getting ready for pro day and all those things that come with being in your position?
Oh, man, yeah, I'm still at school, you know, right now as we speak. But, yeah, man, I made sure that I'm doing the workouts that I got to do, man, that I'm still getting up early in the morning, making sure I'm still dedicated to this because, you know, I do know that this role is not going to be easy, man, that I'm about to go through a tough time, probably the toughest things I've ever been through in my life. But, you know, with my dedication, man, and my faith in God, man, I continue to get up every day. You know, I work out from 6 o'clock in the morning so it's time for me to go to bed, you know. So I'm just trying to make sure that I'm completely ready, man, and I'm ready for everything when I hit that stage, man.
Definitely, definitely. And, I mean, in terms of, you know, have you had, I mean, coaches ever, anybody ever pop on campus? Any, like, you know, feedback from the NFL side?
I have gotten one call from the Baltimore Ravens, man, when I played an all-star game after the season, man. They, you know, they basically just told me that they liked the way I practiced, and that's what really drew them to me. And they liked the way I was playing special teams throughout the game and things. So, man, when I got that call, man, it really made me, you know, feel great about myself.
It should make you feel great. I mean, that means you're doing something on the field where it took their time out of the day to say, you know what, we're going to recognize what you did. We know where that ends, but, man, that definitely has to put some pep in your step. Once again, B.J. McCoy, the shorter standout running back, taking some time out of his busy schedule to join us here on the C2P. And, again, if you want more of this show, iTunes and Blog Talk Radio, you simply type in his name followed by the 2018 NFL Draft Blast, and then we'll be featuring his bio page at collegetopro.com. We like to say that's going to be your one-stop and shop for everything you're going to need to know about him as he makes his path, again, towards this next level and a small school gem. If you're looking for one, this guy definitely has all the makings of a guy from a small school with big-time potential. Before we let you go, though, we always like to have some fun with you gentlemen and ask a few off-the-wall questions. You ready to take a shot with those? All right. Now, female celebrities, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to invite to dinner?
Who would I invite to dinner? See, it'll probably be Nia Long.
Okay. I like it. Any particular reason?
Man, I just think she's a gorgeous woman, man. Every movie she's in, man. I love seeing her, man. She's a beautiful woman.
Definitely, and I like that. I always get the same name, so anybody a little bit different is always fun to hear on my side for the show. How about this one? Guys are getting their shoes painted with designs and ideas or something on their cleats. I mean, if you could have anything sprayed on your shoes, what would you want to see?
I want the Hulk painted on my shoes.
Yeah.
Sir.
Did you hear me?
Yes, sir. I said I would want the Hulk painted on my shoes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't hear. I thought we fell up, and then I'm like, I don't know him. Awesome stuff, man. Hey, BJ, you're a dude. I'm excited to get you on. Like I said, I mean, you know, we got our list of guys, and like I said, when I found out that Richard Lardy, your guy, your agent had you, I was like, man, he's got a really nice prospect in you. I think, you know, he's really found a gem, and hopefully everything works out in your favor, and, you know, you can find your way. But, hey, we tell our guests, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed, my man.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is B.J. McCoy, the standout shorter running back. Kid brings a lot to the table, and I hope you guys, once we put the stuff, you can still look at it on the internet and yourself, but start trying to pay attention to this kid, watch his highlights, and we'll put all that stuff on his page as well. But until we do that, you guys can take some time if you want, listen to this, and go check out what this young man brings to the table. You know, he's just a little bit of a wrecking ball, compact, powerful, 5'8", about 210, and like I said, the kid brings a lot to the table in terms of, you know, he knows he's got that compact frame, he can get small when he needs to. And the one thing he said on the show, and I even underlined it, I wrote it down because I believe it was says, there was zero question. He goes, yards after catch or contact. And he goes, and I'm not going to get tackled by a DB. You just know, I think deep down in his soul that he's just not letting a DB come up and take him down in the open field. I just love that. I love that response. That stuck with me. Again, you want more BJ? Listen to iTunes, Block Talk Radio, and type in his name. Appreciate you listening.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.